We're Linda and Deanna. We're neighbors and bitches just like you. We're badasses in bathrobes.
We lift each other up every day to get through life.
With resting bitch face.
And a good dose of fun and craziness.
In bathrobes. We started this podcast because we want to live, not just exist.
As our HOA suggests.
This is a real as shit, messy, not perfect lifestyle podcast.
Perfection is overrated anyway. We are here to say you are not alone.
And you can be friends with your neighbors too.
Or not.
We don't care. We're here either way. You know what they say, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
And don't throw a party and not invite me.
Let the bitch sesh begin.
This is Bathrobe Bitches, episode 15, Things We Learn in Our Bathrobes. In this episode, we rant about what Linda learned about human trafficking, explaining terrorism to a 10-year-old, and stupid questions kids ask like, are you walking up the stairs?
Welcome back, bitches! It's still fun every time.
I know, right?
It doesn't get old.
I don't know how we end up like doing it so perfectly.
Because we're amazing.
And awesome. Yeah, I keep forgetting that too.
I know. Also, I count us in every time and we're good at timing, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I can't believe we're in sync as well as we are.
We've gotten really good at it in the intros and the outros.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Anyway, so what'd you make this week?
What I make this week? I don't know if I made anything this week, actually. James cooked dinner on Monday because now he gets home earlier from work. So he has a few recipes that he likes to make. So he made his special instant pot chicken. It's like a lemon chicken. And he makes this pasta with some olive oil and parsley and garlic and some lemon juice. And it's so good.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it was very tasty. And then we ordered from Jim and Nick's, the barbecue place, one day. But that did not go as well as we had hoped. It gave me and James really bad indigestion. Mm. And I don't think we're going to order from there anymore.
Well, Matt and I just had lunch today. We ordered barbecue from Boobadoo Barbecue, which is a small town local barbecue place that they just put, like, they do Texas style barbecue. So it's over mesquite wood with, like, and it's the beef brisket just has salt and pepper on it. It's like very, oh my, it's so good. It's so good. That's like, I'm going to eat here again. So
love
I'm
it.
Excited because it's, while they do serve like sandwiches with the bread, I didn't eat the bread, but the meat was fantabulous. And you didn't have to put anything on it. No sauce was needed. So
nice.
Go team.
My barbecue was really tasty,
mm-hmm.
Just the aftermath was not good, and I'm feeling it today because I'm all puffy,
mm-hmm.
So I've got that, like, delay thing happening, and I have regret.
Well.
I have regrets.
Crazy.
No regrets.
No regrets, huh?
Yep.
Oh, man.
And James ate on your tuna casserole. That you sent over.
Yeah. Yeah, this tuna casserole that I can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
I make it for the family.
I can't eat it either.
I have to give it to people who can eat carbs and dairy and or gluten and dairy and God knows what else I put in it.
Oh, Lord, it looks so good, though, when I was taking it out of the big container and putting it in the smaller container. It's like, mm-hmm. I wish I could eat this shit.
Oh, it's really good. Let me just tell you.
It's like cheesy looking and the breadcrumbs. It has peas in it. I love peas.
I don't put breadcrumbs on it.
No?
No.
Oh.
Those are potato chips.
Oh, potato chips. That's even better.
So it's egg noodles, cream of chicken soup or cream of something soup. Last time was chicken. Sometimes I do onion. Sometimes I do celery. It depends on like what they have at the store and whether what goes good. What goes best with the tuna, then the tuna, peas, the egg noodles. I don't know if I said that. Cheese whiz, which is where you get the cheese from.
That cannot be good for you.
Yeah, I know, right? And then I do salt and vinegar chips. I smash them up so that they look like breadcrumbs, and I cover the whole thing. And then I take and put Parmesan cheese on top of that. So it's got the salty, crispy, kind of acidic chips.
Ooh, delicious.
On top of the cheesy goodness of the tuna casserole itself. And even reheated, it tastes good. Which I don't understand, but
I like to use chips as a chicken breading.
Yeah, so same kind of concept, mm-hmm. except I put it on top of my tuna yeah. casserole.
That's a fun time. If you take a chicken breast and you dip it in some mayonnaise, and then you dip it in crushed chips. Yeah. Any chip. You literally yeah, any yeah. fucking chip.
Right, yeah.
And you bake that shit in the oven. Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah, unfortunately the mayo will get me every time because of the egg yolks.
Yeah.
So.
It's hard to find mayonnaise with no eggs.
Do they even make mayonnaise with no eggs?
They do. They make vegan mayonnaise, but it's disgusting and usually has like soy and other shit in it you don't want to eat.
And
they had that one. There was the one mayonnaise. Sir Kensington made it. It was called like Fabinaise.
Mm-hmm.
And it was made from chickpea water.
Yeah, I have a recipe for that. That's the mayonnaise I made that mm-hmm. it fell apart after a couple of days, though. So.
Oh, but I don't know. This one came in a jar, so probably had some sort of stabilizer in it.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was really good, even though I don't particularly like to eat chickpeas. But since eggs don't bother me that much, I just use the avocado oil mayonnaise.
Yeah. I need to figure it out. It's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I find that eggs bother me more than milk does, and carrots bother me the most. So try to stay away.
Interesting.
Which is hard to do when it comes to carrots, because carrots is in everything.
That is true. What bothers me the most are dates, which is sad because I love dates. But I notice every time I eat a date or something with dates in it, immediately my stomach hurts, and grapes. Just think why I think I also don't enjoy drinking wine. It makes me feel yucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love me some wine.
Mm-hmm. I've seen you pound that Snoop Dogg wine more than once.
I can't help it. It's so good. I just sent my husband to the liquor store yesterday for another bottle.
I love it.
He kept me to half a bottle, though. So I'm very proud of myself. I only drank half the bottle yesterday, which means I have a half a bottle today.
There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, enough about my wine drinking. What's going on?
What's going on? I don't know. The kids are annoying me today.
Why?
Because they keep asking stupid questions. Do your kids ask stupid questions?
All the time.
I don't understand. I don't know if it's like a kid phenomenon, but every time I'm doing something, the children want to ask me, are you doing this thing that you're physically doing right now? Like, are you walking up the stairs? No, I'm just putting one foot in front of the other in an elevated manner and, you know, moving upwards.
To the second floor.
To the second floor, yeah. Nope, not going up the stairs. Like, what kind of question is that? Yes, I'm walking up the fucking stairs. You can see me with your eyeballs that I'm going up the goddamn stairs. Or I'm coming up here to get back to you so we can do this podcast. Lucas asked James, are you playing Horizon Zero Dawn? And James is literally sitting on the couch playing Horizon Zero Dawn. And Lucas knows this. So why did he ask this question? Why? You know the answer. Do you just want to say words to me? Can we work on just saying words that have meaning and not just saying what we're doing? We'll just say, oh, like, Deanna, are you podcasting with me right now?
I don't know. Let me think about it. Am I podcasting with you right now? Or am I just letting you rant about the stupid question kids are doing? I don't know.
What kind of question is that? I don't understand. Does Nikki do that too?
Nikki does ask stupid questions every once in a while, but Nikki's questions are more poignant. Like, Matt was watching the news the other day and she goes, what's a terrorist? So now I'm sitting here listening to him explain what they're watching on the news with the Afghanistan airport bombing. And, you know, there's pictures of bloody kids and stuff. And, you know, and he's trying to explain to her that there are people in the world that have different beliefs than us. And they're going to extremes to prove their beliefs are right. And then she's asking questions about, like, well, I have beliefs. And will I have to do that for my beliefs, too? And it's like, well, no, your beliefs are of love and acceptance, not of like killing people that are different than you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference away. And it's like trying to explain how somebody's beliefs can overtake them to the point where they will do bad things to other people. Explaining that to a 10-year-old is kind of hard. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, because they start questioning their own beliefs too at the same time. And you don't really want them. I don't want my daughter to question her beliefs of helping other people and showing love and forgiveness and acceptance to people, because I want her to be a good, genuine person in the world. And if she starts questioning whether that's right because some person did some bad stuff and then she watched it, it's kind of difficult. And I mean, I love the way my husband went around about talking about how everybody has different beliefs, and sometimes we have to let them believe what they believe, and sometimes we have to fight against what they believe, because what they're doing, what their belief is doing, is hurting other people. Mm-hmm. And we need to help other people not be hurt. And that was a really good thing, but it was very, I don't know, it's a question that came out of left field because he was watching the news, you know?
Mm-hmm. So I don't watch the news.
Yeah. It's depressing. I don't watch the news either. I just happened to be in the kitchen cooking some food, probably that tuna casserole. Trying to figure out, you know, and just overhearing it, because he was very interested in it because he likes to know what's going on in the world. So I get all my news through him, or I have him fact check for me through Facebook.
He's your Facebook fact checker.
He is my Facebook fact checker.
I get it. My husband, he just finds facts for me. I'll be like, I want to know more about this thing, and he'll be like, okay. He's like, it's his own personal mission now to like make sure I have the important information I need to know about it.
Yeah,
which is great, because I won't get that information on my own. I just won't ever know about it.
I have a hard time like digging through all this stuff. Like, just, I have a hard time. It overwhelms me because I'm one of those people that all the pain in the world kind of hurts me.
Well, yeah. And right now there's so much that's been going on.
Oh, yeah. And different people are giving different stories about what happened. So, you know, when I was in high school, I learned to at least watch 3 different news sources to get your information. Never trust just one place. Don't go to, you know, don't believe all of it, because everybody has a spin to it. And the spins have gotten so great now, you can't even tell. And sometimes the things they pick up on, or somebody posted something on Facebook, and then all of a sudden it's in national news, and it was like a joke to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh. So how do you dig through all of that to figure it out? And then some of the things are so like scary or hurtful or just heartbreaking that I have to stay away from it. So I have Matt's my filter for that. Always. He's been that way for a long time. So it's been really good. Except now that he's into this Afghanistan thing. So we're kind of knowing too much about that, I think.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm a little bit ignorant about that at the moment, and I am fine with that. I have my own set of things that are going. I have my own Afghanistan happening in my house. I'm good.
Yeah. So
working through that, but yeah, I don't know. It just seems like there's a lot coming up lately, and I recently learned a lot about human trafficking.
Really?
Yes, I had a client who's doing this series about these different things. So the first one is about human trafficking. She really likes to empower her team. I contract with her, and she likes to empower her team and her contractors. And even like, I could invite my clients to it if I wanted. But she likes to give people information on things that are important to her, or important to her team. So, and the first one we did was on human trafficking, and it was very nice of her because she gave us all the opportunity to either get paid to be there or to donate our time to the organization that was speaking with us. Oh. So we donated our time, you know, she took the, you know, whatever that amount of money would be that she would pay us, and, you know, is going to make a donation to each organization that as a part of the series. But I learned a lot of really interesting things that I actually didn't know about human trafficking, because I think all of my knowledge about human trafficking comes from the television.
I know. Yeah, that's not a really good place to get your information.
You know, and in my mind, you know, I'm imagining like, you know, 20-year-old women are in human trafficking.
No.
Okay. What I learned, that the actual definition of human trafficking is sex with minors for like something tangible, like compensation,
right? Yeah,
for okay. some form of compensation. And I was like, holy fucking shit. I can't believe, like, I've lived my whole life, almost 40 years, not knowing that human trafficking was actually children. I thought human trafficking was grown-ups.
Oh, no.
I know. I was like, holy shit. And then, you know, we watched this kind of, like, video that this company has put together. And this was really eye-opening about the things that I need to talk more with the children about. And also, Georgia is like a big giant fucking red hot spot on the map for human trafficking. Yep. And I was like, wow, I can't believe I didn't know that. And I was really surprised. And I want all of our children to know about this and to know what to look for in their friends and who this could be happening to. And also, to make sure it doesn't happen to them.
Yeah. I mean, one of the reasons why I get panicked. I travel a lot for work, or I used to travel a lot for work. And every time my family took me to the airport, I would freak out because the airport is the number one hot spot place for people to take kids into human trafficking. Right. And my daughter is of the age, right, especially right now, that they really look for, because they're easily malleable to rethink their lives. Mm-hmm. You can kind of brainwash them really easy at this age, and they'll do whatever, you know, especially if they hear that their parents are going to be harmed in any way. They're going to do anything they can not to make that happen. So when I worked at Mary Kay, it's funny, they actually had they have a special lipstick they sell. And for every lipstick that's bought, they donate a lipstick to this organization that then puts a special 800 number on. And it says an 800 number to reorder lipstick on the actual case. But what it actually is, it's a helpline for human trafficking. So if you are a victim of it and you get a hold of this lipstick and you call to reorder the lipstick, they'll trace you and help you get out. Or something to that effect.
Yeah.
It was that's when I started learning about it, was way back then. It was like a few years ago. And just hearing about, like, the hotels by the freeways here are really one of the places that are used a lot to like transport, drop off people, because they're close to the freeway. They're accessible. They're really close to the airport. The ones down the street. So it's like, you got to be really careful. And, you know, and especially if they're moving them via trucks and stuff, because they do that, the trucks are very, I mean, Georgia is like, I mean, how many trucks go through Georgia freeways?
So many trucks.
Right?
It's just crazy. Full of trucks.
That's crazy. So it's easy to hide here.
Yeah, and they go all the way up because, you know, like whenever we go to Nashville or anywhere that way, like we've taken all the major highways up through Tennessee, no big deal.
Yep. So it's like, and because the airport in Atlanta goes to every continent in the world nonstop.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense because Atlanta is everybody's layover. That's how we get all the direct flights.
Yeah, exactly. It's everybody else's place to go. So it's easy to divert people through there and you wouldn't even know. That's the scary part. But if you know what to look for and you're very cognizant of your surroundings, you can possibly help somebody, which, you know, I have been very vigilant about when I'm at the airport, very observant. Of course, I'm a writer and I like to look at people at the airport. So,
yeah,
that's awesome.
But it was just really interesting to learn about and very eye opening. The next one in this series is about food security. I don't really know what this means, but when I find out, maybe I'll tell you.
Oh my God, that just kind of sounds scary. What, do you need to lock your food up in jail or something? I mean, what does it mean?
I'm going to assume maybe it has something to do with making sure that people have enough food to eat. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
But we'll see. It could be something weird. I don't know.
Yeah, it does. It does sound interesting.
Maybe there's like a sex for food thing that's happening.
Oh gosh. Ugh. Just thinking about that, just like
I know, I probably shouldn't have made a joke out of that. Yeah, it wasn't very tasteful.
Oh my. We're in trouble now.
Yep.
Linda is on a roll.
Is that the the podcast police are going to come for me? I'm going to get trolls now, and then I will know I've made it.
The angry mob is coming for Linda.
The angry mob is coming for me now.
Oh, no.
Making jokes.
Did you hear one of the guys that on Jeopardy got fired because he has a podcast and he referred to his co-host as a slut? As a joke, like they're joking around,
yeah,
you know, like we're bitches, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
It's like, yeah,
like, so
it's like yeah,
what so. A bit, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, wow, the world is coming to a weird place. But you know, I don't know what to do.
I think everybody has too much time on their hands right now, and they're just fucking trying to rock the boat. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Like, everybody has, like, more people need to put love out there or funny stories.
Yeah, I agree. You know what else I learned today? This is not related to love or anything.
Okay.
All right. We're going back to abortions.
Oh, no.
I was reading this article today. So, do you know that they had made it? So, you know, like, they made some really crazy laws about abortion in Georgia recently.
Okay.
And then now we're going back to court again. So it's something where it's in Georgia. I think you have to be less than 6 weeks pregnant to get an abortion.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. I haven't paid attention to that.
Mm-hmm. And I think in most other states, it's 20 weeks. Nobody ever finds out for 6 weeks that they're pregnant.
Well, I found out the day I was, but that's just because I was super in tune with my body at the time. But that was just, you know, I mean, the first time I didn't find out until I was 3 months along.
Yeah, I was like eight or ten weeks pregnant when I found out, I think.
Yeah, I was 3 months pregnant. And I was still having my period, too, during the 3 months. So, like, I didn't even realize that I was pregnant because I was still doing my cycle was still happening. And then the fourth month, my cycle didn't happen, and I went and asked. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're like 5 weeks, or 3.5 months pregnant. Like, what? How? Like, doing the clock backwards doesn't work here.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, some people have a breakthrough cycles, and that's just what you were doing. I was like, weird.
Yeah, I spotted a lot when I was pregnant, and it was a little bit worrisome. They were like, don't worry. And you're like, I don't fucking believe you.
Like I said, it was really, the whole thing was really weird, but I was really young too, so. Yeah, I didn't know that. Like I said, I don't pay attention to it. I mean, I know there's a big law in Texas right now because I guess they made it illegal there too.
Yeah, well, I think that's why it popped into my head because I know there is something going on with that. I don't have all the facts to be able to speak about it knowledgeably. But I know something similar has already happened in Georgia, which actually had me a bit concerned because it was my understanding that what had happened in Georgia was something around that even if you did it somewhere else, you were still held to the Georgia laws. So, like, I couldn't go to Alabama and get an abortion because I still would be held under Georgia laws because I'm a Georgia resident. Which really fucking pisses me off because, like, who are you to try to have that much power over me? I already hate living in your fucking state, and now you're going to try to dictator me and tell me what I can and can't do and where the fuck I can and can't do it. I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
I don't like it one bit. But there's something where now they're going back in the fall to try to repeal it.
Okay. Yeah, like, I didn't pay any attention to it. To be honest with you, I'm horrible with that.
Yeah.
Again, filter my news through that.
But then, you know, tying that back to, like, beliefs and, like, extreme beliefs or, you know, different things like that. It's, you know, it's a topic that sort of can foster that.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that.
It's, you know, it's really interesting where, you know, especially too, you know, I don't know how you feel about it, and you don't have to say, But I, you know, I do know that you're Catholic. Nikki goes to a Catholic school, and that is like, that's a big deal.
Right.
I know that. You know what I mean? Whereas like we are not very traditionally religious in the Christian sense. We're way more spiritual.
Right.
You know, I personally think that everybody should just choose what's right for their body. Who am I to tell you that if you were raped by this man in a parking lot of a bar and got pregnant, that you should have to have that baby? Why do you have to live with that? Or why does this baby have to live with that? And who's to say it is or is not a baby at what point?
Yeah.
Nobody knows. Nobody really knows. And you really, you know, have to do what feels right for you if you are in the position that you have to make those decisions. And the government can go fuck themselves trying to tell me that I can't do that. And if James had not had a vasectomy and that was something that was an actual fear of mine, I may have already left the state. Because I do not want to have any more babies. I do everything humanly possible in my power to not have babies.
Yeah, I'm physically unable to have babies anymore, so.
I wish I could say the same things, but James is, as far as we know, he cannot make babies.
Right.
So, but what if there was an accident?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to raise any more children.
Yeah.
Nor do I want, I don't want to grow children. I will raise more children. I don't want to grow them in my body. My body doesn't want that. No, thank you. So then in Georgia, I would have to have a baby or go to jail.
I'll visit you in jail.
So like, what kind of fucking shit is that? What if I can't afford a baby? What if I can't afford to feed the kids I already have? If I have this baby,
I think
my hypothetical baby I can't have because my husband had a vasectomy.
I think that's what welfare's for.
Yeah, great. I'll go on fucking welfare. Thanks, government. Fucking ruin my life and now I gotta take your handouts.
I don't know. I mean, I try and stay out of that.
I know.
Just because. So.
Sorry, I'll rant about it. The trolls can come for me. I'm fine. I have opinions. That's why I started a podcast.
I noticed.
I'm gonna just state my opinions.
Loudly and clearly.
I don't care if anybody likes them or not. I really don't. Then don't listen to my podcast.
Right, exactly. I love that. We have, everyone has the choice to turn off.
Yes.
And tune out. Mm-hmm. And not pay attention. Which, you know. I'm kind
of glad. Instead of trolling or terrorisming.
Yeah.
Is that a word? That's not a word.
I don't know what you're talking about now. You've totally lost me.
Terrorisming.
Okay, yeah. Terrorizing, you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrorizing.
That's what you mean. Yeah, I know. I know. People should put more love out in the world. So back to that again. Because if you put more love out in the world, then more love will come back to you. I truly believe that.
I agree 100%. That's the end of our bitching for today. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Bathrobe Bitches. In this episode, we rant about what I learned about human trafficking, explaining terrorism to a 10-year-old, and stupid questions kids ask, like, are you walking up the stairs?
If you want more bitching between episodes, find us at bathrobebitches.com or on social media. On Facebook, we are at Bathrobe Bitches, but there's no I in bitches. And because Instagram is less of an asshole, you can find us at Bathrobe Bitches there. See you in the next episode.
Bye for now.